Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Mary Hollis, and welcome to our next chapter, Widow Ministry Talk Show, a ministry in embracing widows. Tonight we have a little bit of technical difficulty. I cannot, my computer's not working tonight, I'm calling on the air, so I cannot see what goes on the computer tonight. But I will continue to move on, and I hope that you hear me as you call in. But tonight we're having a little bit of problem as far as getting on the air on as far as the website. But I am on the phone where I can talk into it, and I hope that you are hearing me out there. And sorry for the difficulty that we're having tonight. Every now and then we do have this, but thank God I was able to call in. And I hope everyone is doing well tonight. And our scripture read as follows: Honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. Our show tonight, we will continue to give you tips from the FDIC Consumer News. And tonight we will be talking about managing your mortgage, good practice for home owners. For many Americans who have a mortgage, their house is their primary investment. And just as a home requires routine inspection and maintenance, so does a home mortgage. So here are ways to manage a mortgage and protect your investment in good times and bad. We will discuss, for anyone with a mortgage who is able to make their payments, and we also will discuss if you are struggling to make your mortgage payments, tips on both these topics. But first we'll begin. Stick to a system for making your mortgage payment on time. Failing to keep your current with your payment can costly in terms of late fees and lower credit scores, which will translate into higher costs when you go to borrow money or purchase insurance. The easiest solution that you may be to do is to do automatic payment on your mortgage payment if possible. That's something you won't have to worry about when it's time for you to make your mortgage payment. And by doing it automatically, you know that payment is going to be put to your mortgage on time. And that way you will, on your credit report, it will always show that you have a great payment history on your mortgage. Or you can use your bank online pay bill services to automatically forward routine payments to your mortgage lender. And you could rest assured that your mortgage payment will be made on time without you having to remember to do this. Also, it's important to save receipts, save money on taxes. You may qualify for tax deduction for certain home improvements, such as energy efficiency windows and appliances, and various costs associated with a home sale, a mortgage refinancing, or converting a primary home into an investment property. Bill on a rainy day fund. The idea is to have savings you can tap into if necessary to make sure that you're able to make at least six mortgage payments, plus your property taxes when there are rough times. Well, we all are having some difficulty times making payments on mortgages and all of our other bills. Sometimes our paycheck is not the same. Some of us have received reduced income. Also, some of us are unemployed, and so many other reasons that we are unable to make our payments on time. But if you are struggling to pay your mortgage payment, at the first sign of trouble, ask your lender to help you. Now, because of President Obama, when the stock market dropped, he encouraged the bank to help the consumer to be able to keep their homes. And many, if you're having problems with your mortgage payment, call your mortgage, and instead of trying to avoid their phone calls, give them a call and see if you can work something out. And this is what the FDIC news tips is advising you. At the first sign of trouble, ask your lenders to help. If you find yourself about to fall behind on your mortgage payment, perhaps the most important thing that you can do is to talk to your lender. When there are things, there are still time to turn to solutions to get those things taken care of. In addition to arranging for debt, also ask them about the debt homeowners. Excuse me for one second, please. My computer's trying to sign on. I just wanted to stop one second and do that. I'm still having a little bit of difficulties here. But anyway, your mortgage lender has as much interest in you to make your payment and help you with solution, because a troubled loan presents significant regulatory, and financial concern for the lender. In addition to arranging for debt consolidating, a counseling to help you get back on course, your lenders may offer one of several solutions to support your payment recovery plan. These are some of the things that they will do. They include temporarily reducing your monthly payment to cover any interest, deferring payments already and adding the unpaid amount to the loan balance, increasing your length of loan to lower the amount of monthly payment, reducing the loan interest rate, and perhaps even reducing the balance owed on the loan. Also, there's a government program out there called Making Home Affordable Program. Call your mortgage company and ask them about this program. This program is available now if you are struggling with making your payment. This is something similar like modifying your loan. So if you call your mortgage company, they are familiar with this particular program, Making Home Affordable Program. So make sure that you ask for that, because this funds are given through the government. And also, they would like you to be on guard against loan modification scam. There's so much scam out there. People are trying to get your personal information and use it for other purposes. If paying your mortgage hasn't been a problem, consider paying off your loan faster. While you may be able to lower your total borrowing cost by refinancing your mortgage at a lower interest rate, and the interest rate is unbelievable right now. It's I think it's down to 3%. So that's the lowest I've ever heard of it being. and your mortgage lowering your interest rate, switching to a shorter term. If you're able to do that with good credit and you're able to do that, go from a 30-year to a 15-year, or even from 30 to 20 or 15. That will shorten the length of time that you have to pay on your mortgage, which you'll save money on your interest. Refinancing can be tougher at this time because of the market, but if your home still has a pretty good value, it will be a good time to refinance at a lower rate and reduce your length of years. And this could save you a lot of interest. Ask your lender about simple ways to pay off your mortgage faster by adding a little more money to your monthly payment or sending all parts of your payment in sooner than you are scheduled to. You can repay your loan faster by and cut your total interest cost by thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Now, you can do several things also. You can make payments to your mortgage by sending, if you want to cut the length of time, if you have that extra money, you can send an amount payable to for the principal towards the principal only. But make sure that when you send that in, you specify that. Sending extra payment towards the principal will reduce the number of years on your mortgage. Also, instead of making just 12 payments a year, send that extra, make 13 payments. Make that extra payment. But also, like I said before, make sure that you send in a note indicating that you want that to go towards the principal, and that will help you to reduce the number of years on your mortgage if you're able at this time, because we all are going through some type of financial difficulty. So some of us can, and some of us cannot. There's another way that you can reduce the number of years is by making payments semi-annually. Just one second. Let me get to that part of the it's bi-weekly. You can ask your lender how to make payments bi-weekly or other payment program that will accelerate repayments of your loan. So those are ways that you can reduce the number of years on your loan, and also if you're struggling with your mortgage payment, if you will call your mortgage company and ask them about the Making Home Affordable program. If you live here in Atlanta, Georgia, there are several programs. One of our members works for a company that helps in different areas and helping individuals with their mortgage payments and other types of problems that you may be having. The company is called Partnership for Community Action Incorporated. And she gave this to me over the weekend. And I wanted to share this with you because she gave lots of good information regarding the government. They're getting so many money that we don't even know about out there. But this particular organization that she works for, every month they get thousands and thousands of dollars that is coming from the federal government that we don't even know about. But if you live in Georgia just thing is beginning, this particular program, I'm going to read it. Georgia Department of Community Affairs, and it's called Hottest Hit Fund. It's a mortgage payment assistance to prevent home closure, which will begin April 1st of this year. Application will be taken online. The application website addresses will be announced before April 1st, 2011. And the website you can go to is www.D, D like in David, C like in Charles, A like in Apple, dot Georgia, that's G-A, dot gov. That's www.dca.ga.gov. And if you go to that website, make sure you click on Georgia Hottest Hit Fund link. And to apply, you must be currently unemployed, currently substantially underemployed, currently able to make mortgage payment, but got behind while you were unemployed. The applicant must be owner of the property, a legal resident, unemployed, must have current mortgage payment prior to the period of the unemployment. Monthly mortgage payment must be greater than 31% of current monthly household income. Cannot have an active bankruptcy. Cannot have liquid asset exceeding $5,000. Cannot have been convicted of mortgage-related felony in the last 10 years. But this is great to know that they will be able to assist you. And also she indicated that they will assist you at least up to 18 months with your mortgage payment. So go to this website and see if you know anyone. Give them this information because there's so many people out there are struggling trying to keep their home, and there is money out there that we don't know about. And thank God we have one of our own members that works for this company that she will continue to give us information regarding these type things. And her company, the company that she works for, is Partnership for Community Action Incorporated. Okay, there are some other things that she gave me, but these are all things that in Georgia. Just knowing that if this is in Georgia, I'm sure that there's other programs in other states that is available to you as well. If you are a senior citizen, there is an energy program called Weatherizing Assistance Program to help low-income households stretch their resources. A full assessment determines the renovation needed to reduce energy costs to each home. Significant improvements are often made by installing attic and wall insulation, weathering, scripting, or air sealing. But this particular program will assist you in getting the funds to do this. And it's called Weatherizing Assistance Program. I'm sure if you go to the website, maybe it'll be, I'm sure it's in different states as well as the state of Georgia. Let me see, there's a couple more programs I want to go over too. There's a program and this is still the state of Georgia. It's called Ways to Work. And it's available in the city of the county of Clayton, Cobb, Calheta, Douglas, South Fulton, Henry, and Fed. You can contact, the number to contact is 770-677-9477. That's 770-677-9477. This program, Ways to Work, is ways to help parents with low to moderate income to assist them in obtaining a low interest rate to purchase a used vehicle. If you are a parent who has low and moderate income, there are assistants out there to help you to be able to purchase a used car. The qualification, be employed at least 9 consecutive months. Be an involved parent. Must have poor credit or no credit and unable to qualify for other convenient funding and reside in Atlanta, a metro area. Ways to Work. JF and CS, Your Tools to Living, Career Services. And this is another service that's available. And that is great to assist you to be able to purchase a used car. Now, the maximum amount is up to $4,500 on this particular program. And once again, the telephone number is 770-677-9477. And one other program. This is if you are interested in owning your own business. It's an 8-week program teaching small business skills and offer technical assistance and assist to financing, encouraging participants to plan and establish new businesses or expand existing businesses. The program provides education about business planning, business communication skills, marketing, management, financial management, and use of technology and small business operation. If you will contact Partnership for Community Action, the website is www.plikeandpeteraction.org. That's O-R-G. Telephone number is 404-929-2500. That's 404-929-2500. Those are tips from the FDIC website as well as information locally in Atlanta, Georgia, where you can benefit if you are unemployed. So I hope that this information was very helpful to you. I'm sorry that I was unable to, it seems odd not being able to see what's going on the Internet as I do the program. Normally I'm able to see all the numbers of the people that calls in and so forth, and I'm not sure if any music was played tonight, but I hope that you can hear my voice. I will also like to read in the last 6 minutes from my Spiritual Refreshment for Women. determination. As for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. 2 Chronicles 15:7. What is it that threatens you to make you lose your resolve and give up? Maybe it's exhaustion or disencouragement. It might be nibbling questions like, is this worth it? Is anyone going to notice? The Bible promised over and over again that your determination will be rewarded. God sees even if no one else does. He understands the progress and the difficulties. He will be waiting at the finish line, and your efforts in your life will be well worth it. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promises is faithful. That's Hebrews 10:23. There is not a lot of faithfulness around these days. People make promises, but circumstances change. Life switch and turn, but God is faithful. The promise he's made, he'll keep. You don't always know how and when, and sometimes life can mislead you into thinking your hope is lost. But if you determine to hold on, the fog will eventually clear, and your course will become clear. God's counting on you to stay the course and never give up. Whatever you may be going through out there, just know that God is there with you. He promised us that he will never leave us or forsake you. Just be strong in the Lord. He will be there for you. Even when that you're thinking that you're about to fall, he will be there to pick you up. He will never let you fall flat on your face. As sometimes we think we're going to get there, but as soon as we get so close, he picks us up in his hand and rescue us and let us know that he loves us. He gives us the comfort that we need to go to the next day. Just knowing that things are not always the way that we like it to be, and these are difficult times. There's been death, so many deaths in our friends and family, and it's hard to go to the next day. But be encouraged. God is still there with you. Each day he tests me continuously. Because sometimes when I think that I'm not going to get through different difficulties, he just shows up. He just shows up in his own way, letting us know that he loves us and he will never leave us or forsake us. This week, just hold on. Just remember what Easter is all about. He died on the cross for us. And just amazed, just knowing that, just picture someone and having those stakes in his hand. He died for us to save our sin. Just know that he loves you and focus on why he died on the cross for us. And I'm sure you'll see how much he loves you. Just try to get through one day at a time and continue to be prayerful for you and your family and friends. And at the next chapter, we will continue to be there and also pray for you as well. Have a blessed week and know that we love you and God will always be there for you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Have a great week and next from 11 to 11:30. And I hope that next week that our computer is working back to normal and we can be on the air like we normally do. And I will have some more information from FDIC Consumer News on tips that can help you out each and every day. Good night.